Hello again and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Coughing and Deep. This is Jeremy Lopez, and the first thing I want to talk to you today about is breakthrough. You know, I woke up this morning thinking to myself, how many of us, if not everyone on planet Earth, need to break through sometime in their lives? You know, we go through things every day. We go through things of rejection. We go through things of fear. We go through things that are always tend to be bigger than us. Have you noticed that? We always faced constantly with things that are bigger than us. And there are things that are smaller than us and that we can look at it, we can figure out that, you know what, this is easy to climb over. It's smaller than me. I think bigger than that. But we never stop to realize. We can look all through the Bible and realize, you know, in Gideon's army, you know, how God spoke to Gideon and even spoke to him about his army, and even the lesser number, the few, actually was the more powerful. It was the stronger, you know, the more potent army that he could have, as opposed to the large and the big. And, you know, that shows me that we can look at our own lives and we can say, this is out of my league. It's bigger than what I could do. It's bigger than what I imagined, because I can't imagine that big. Or I just can't see past that because my perception is so much smaller and the way I perceive the situation is so much bigger. It's so much larger. I can't get that job. I'm not educated enough. You know, I'll never be able to make it in this marriage because I just tend to, I can't seem to give her what, you know, what I feel she needs, or I can't give him what he needs. And all of a sudden you look at your life and you realize it wasn't about how big and how small things are. I remember doing a teaching a while back, which many of you would probably, in fact, you would really enjoy the teaching, when I dealt with measurements and I dealt with how to perceive correctly through the mind of Christ instead of looking at life as measurements and measurements and dimensions and things that are always bigger, smaller, wider, taller, you know, shorter. These things are called measurements, and they come within this life that what happens is we're faced with those type of things every day to look at, to realize if I go by what I see or feel, that I'm always going to have things bigger than me. I'm always going to compare and measure things in my spirit in my mind by measurements to see the width and the height and the depth of it. But in reality, as a Christian who knows the mind of Christ, there are no depths, there are no heights, there are no, you know, widths concerning anything in this life. That's why the Bible says, I can do all things, you know, through Christ who gives me strength. And even God himself in us says what? I can do exceedingly abundantly above all you're able to ask or think. Because God knows we always look at life in measurements. That's too big for me to accomplish. There's no human way possible I can do it. And you would be right. There's no human way possible you can do it. Humanly, you cannot do it. But spiritually, you can do all things. Why? Because you have the power of an amazing mind in you. You have the power of thought. You have the power to visualize. You have the power to imagine. You have the power to create something that tends to look as if it's bigger than the situation, but yet you're not creating it to be bigger than. You're actually creating something that just basically gives you the breakthrough to be able to conquer and accomplish that thing, that mission, that statement that you want to be able to change. You've got to realize when you're writing a paper, for example, let's say you're writing a paper and you write a statement. You know what you have to do when you look at that statement and you say, oh gosh, that thing is big, man. I don't like that statement. It's just too wordy. It's too lengthy. You know, it needs something added to it. You know, when I write a book, I do the same thing. I like to go back and change certain statements and comments that I make in the books. Why? Because I'd like to be able to look at that and say, it's too wordy, or I can change it to sound better. I can change it to sound more powerful. I can change it to where it makes more of an effect upon people. Guess what, folks? I have the power in my hand as a pencil with an eraser on it to erase that statement and make it and formulate it and create it the way I want it to be read. And you have the same power in you in your life, is to realize it's not about how big or how small it is, Gideon. It's about what God told you to have. And if God told you to have what you perceive is a small army, guess what, folks? You don't have to look at that as a small army. You have to look at that as the army, the tool, the weapon, the this and the that, that you have been given and granted that will fit as a key into a lock to unlock that situation and to get the breakthrough you need. So see, we look at life. The problem that I look at it with most Christians is we look at life as a situation of, you know, my weapons are stronger than their weapons. You know, I'm tougher in this area, so I can overcome this demonic situation, or I'm fighting against the demonic, and you're always fighting against the situation to say, you know, I'm bigger or I'm stronger than this situation. Let me tell you something. Life is not about a David and a Gideon situation, or excuse me, David and Goliath situation. Life is not about I'm smaller, you're bigger. Is it not interesting how God proved that time and time again in the Bible? You know, with Gideon, hey, look, Gideon, you perceive you have a smaller army. I could care less if you have a smaller army or not. I'm going to tell you how to pick out the people that you need of quality and integrity. I'm going to teach you how to pick out the people you need because you're going to win this battle. You know, so it's not about how least you have, how more you have. It's about you're going to win this battle, but you have to come out of measurements. You have to come out of this situation to realize the battle's the Lord's and you've already got the breakthrough. So the breakthrough has absolutely, positively nothing to do with how bigger or how smaller or how faster or how wider or how many you have or how less you have. Look at David and Goliath. You know, David, God proved in the Bible how David was smaller than Goliath. But you know what? And here's the greatest interesting thing I love about the story. What's so great about the story and situation is if you really think about it, you can look at David and you can say this. Did David defeat Goliath? Actually, David did not defeat Goliath. Now think of it for a moment. David never defeated Goliath. Now, of course, we know it says scripturally he did, and we understand the concept that David did, yes. But hear me out for a moment. It wasn't the human body of David. So it wasn't even the fact that God was showing us, look, here's something smaller that is so much smaller compared to Goliath being so much bigger. It wasn't even the fact that God was trying to prove that and show that, even though he was. But it was the reality of not even a smaller human being boy that actually conquered this giant man. It was the fact that it took a rock. What conquered Goliath in reality, folks, was not even David. What conquered Goliath was a small pebble. I mean, the Bible makes it very plain that David went, gathered some pebbles or small stones, and he slew that giant with a rock, with a pebble, with a small stone. So in actuality, guess who actually destroyed Goliath as far as a substance? It was a small pebble, a small stone. It was something that, check this out. Now, you're with me on this one. Listen to me now. It was something that did not breathe. It was something that really doesn't have a heartbeat. It doesn't. It was something that doesn't have arms or legs. It doesn't have a voice to scream. And so, if you look at that small stone or pebble, you think of the fact, here's a substance that has no life, quote-unquote, in it. And we're not talking about, you know, scientifically, you know, vibrationally, we get that. But I'm talking about as a heartbeat with blood that pumps through it. This stone does not have that, period. So let's look at that for a moment and realize what actually defeated Goliath. It was a substance that had no heart, no voice, no arms, no legs. It didn't. This pebble, this stone, it was not concerned whatsoever that it was smaller or that it had to pray in tongues to defeat Goliath or that it was tougher or that it needed to prophesy over Goliath or if it did it, if it moved its arm out the right way, could just sort of knock off his ear. You know, a pebble, a stone, for example, folks, this is what destroyed a man. A giant was a small, smooth stone. So if you look at that, God is showing us in two different situations here. Yes, I used a smaller boy to let you know measurements to me mean absolutely nothing. So don't get it hooked up and tripped up on this warfare mentality of I'm bigger, you're smaller, small demons, big demons. You know, I hear people preach on that sometimes. You know, they're small imps. They're small demons compared to large demons. You really think God really cares about that? I think God laughs at us and at our ignorance and say, that's really silly, makes a great Star Trek movie, but it's not reality. Get over it. You know what I mean? And I believe God laughs at our stupid ignorance when it deals with some kind of measurements of smaller, or maybe I'm dealing with bigger demons here than I am smaller demons. You really think God cares? The way I look at life is this way. God doesn't care about the small. He never has in the Bible. He makes it very plain. He makes fun of the small. He makes fun of the big in the sense of using something small to destroy something big. He uses, then he goes on further to use a small stone, a rock, and says, and you think this small guy can kill this giant? What if I use even a stone that has no heartbeat, that actually can kill him right between the eyes and bam, knock him out and kill him. So really, God made fun of the small and the big all through the Word of God. He did with Gideon, he did all through the Word of God. I mean, look at the life of Jesus. If you think about it, God could have sent an army down, wiped out creation, wiped out the world, or basically had sent an army down, caused Jesus to be the king in the sense of a natural king of what the Jews were looking for, and knowing that, he could have easily began to say, hey, you know what, raise up an army, let's destroy these people. Let's really hit them where it hurts. Let's teach them who's king. I'm going to show them. Let's get a big army. See, God could have easily formulated in this natural realm something that was bigger, broader. He could have, in fact, let's do this. Let's look at Isaiah for a moment, and let's look at the situations of Jesus. You know, the Bible talks about he was a meek and lowly man, that he was basically not a whole lot to look at. In other words, he wasn't some big, huge Hulk. You know, he wasn't, you know, this giant Hulk or this bodybuilder or this huge wrestler with big, massive arms. You know, he wasn't The Rock, folks, okay? The actor The Rock, he wasn't The Rock. He wasn't Vin Diesel. He wasn't these people. What he was somebody who looked like me and you. He didn't, you know, he didn't have to take steroids to make himself look good and big, because you know what? That's another issue of low self-esteem. People who work out that make themselves really big, it's because of low self-esteem, because of the natural aspects of that they want to feel as if in the world of measurements that if I'm bigger, then that means I'm tougher and I'm stronger, and that means I'll be powerful and nobody will mess with me. Folks, in reality, God doesn't care about that kind of stuff. What God cares about is, I don't care how small or how big it is. I sent my son, who wasn't muscle-bound. He didn't have all the big, huge traits of looking as if he could take on the world. He wasn't the Vin Diesel of the earth. What he was he knew that his power came from within. He knew that if he needed to get the breakthrough, so to say, of what the Father sent him to do, he just needed to be what he was called to do his mission and do it well, and know, no matter what comes against me. I mean, a crowd, Jesus one day was talking, riled up a crowd to the point where they wanted to just kill him. They wanted to stone him. They wanted to throw him out of the city. And supernaturally, Jesus was able to sneak through the crowd. The Bible doesn't even say sneak. This is a Jeremy paraphrase. So he was able to just go through the crowd easily without anyone harming him, without anybody attacking him. So it was one man that actually wasn't a big guy compared to all these these hundreds of people, even the centurion soldiers and everything else. So guess what? It makes it very plain in the Bible. It's not about how big you are. It's not about the big tools you have. It's not about the big knowledge you have. It's about basically knowing that you've got to know that you know that you know. If you want the breakthrough, then you've got to realize you have already won the war. That you are who you are in the kingdom of God. And that if you continue to press towards the mark, and you continue to remember that what I have in me is the mind of Christ, which means that I, the mind of Christ in me, can outdo anything I'm able to ask or think. So therefore, guess what, folks? All things are possible for you. You want the breakthrough? Walk it out. You just walk. The Bible says, work out your salvation in fear and trembling. You want the breakthrough? Walk in that mentality. Change your mind, you'll change your life. Change your thoughts, you'll change your world. In other words, walk in the thought of God to know, look, nothing is too big for me. Nothing is too small for me. Nothing will ever overtake me. Nothing will ever overcome me, because bottom line is, I already am an overcomer. I have already won this war. So I don't have to walk in a world of measurements. I don't have to deal with, this is too big for me. This job is too big for me. There's no way to get this job. Well, hold on. I'll tell you what. I can get this big job for me if I just pray in tongues hard enough, if I fight real hard, and if I bind every demon in hell, I'm going to get this job. And you know what God says? I laugh at your ignorance, because it has nothing to do with what you think is and perceive as so much bigger than you, when actuality, nothing is too impossible for you. Nothing is bigger than you. Nothing is bigger than you. So when you begin to realize, when you step out of the world of this time frame of the natural, you step out of the world of measurements, and you step into the dimension, into the place of God that says, all things are possible. And check this out. And this is the greatest thing. This will set you free before I end the broadcast. It doesn't say all things are possible for those who fight. All things are possible for those who climb the mountain diligently, push everybody out of their way. All things are possible for those who cheat on the test. All things are possible for those who work out and make themselves bigger than the situation. Or all things are possible for those who gain enough education to outdo the smaller things of a lesser and lower educational, you know, mentality. See, God never said that kind of stuff, folks. He said all things are possible for those that believe. Do you really want to be able to know that you're a conqueror and not feel as if every day is a struggle and a battle for you? Let me tell you something. You know, I actually don't have to worry about fighting every day. The only thing I wrestle against is a good fight of faith, which basically says this. I want to make sure that I know I have enough faith to move the mountains. And you know what's great about it? I do. I do have the faith to move any mountain. There's nothing impossible for me. I've never looked at a challenge to say, that's out of my league. I've always said, not a big deal. If God presents it to me, if God brings it to me, if I have the power to see it, that means I have the power to do what I need to do and to walk right through the crowd and to walk right through the situation, get the job I need, walk through the situation, and get a hold of anything and everything I need in my life, period. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. There's a couple of people right now, you are desperately wanting to be on a diet. You're desperately wanting to be able to find yourself at a place where you're saying, I want to lose weight, I don't know how. And the reason why, because you've seen the problem bigger than you. You've seen the food bigger than you. You've seen the giants in the promised land that you perceive that are huge, and you perceive yourself to be an ant, so to say, or a grasshopper, like the children of Israel did when they saw the promised land, when they sent the spies in, and they said, man, there's giants in the land. And they perceive themselves as grasshoppers. When God said, how many times do I have to show you? How many times do I have to teach you and train you? There's no such thing as a grasshopper and a giant mentality, because there is no such thing as a measurement in the spirit. There's no such thing as you being smaller or you being bigger. If I showed you something, that means you can go ahead and walk through it and walk in it and have it. It's totally up to you, but you have to change your thoughts and you'll change your mind. That's how the world goes on and changes, is by us walking through it with a mentality that it's not a big deal. There's nothing bigger, smaller. So right now, there's a couple of people right now that are desperately overweight. You're desperately wanting to lose weight. You're fighting as hard as you can, and you don't know what to do. Quit seeing food as your mountain. Quit seeing food as bigger than you, and you're smaller than it. Quit seeing life and the warfare and the battle as just that, as a battle. Because all things are possible for those that believe. Your battle is actually in your belief system. It's not in what you don't have the power over. It's not about the education that you don't possess to overcome it. Did you hear what I just said? Your power doesn't lie in how much push you can do to force yourself to go against this mountain, this giant called food or sugar or whatever, because you're diabetic or whatever it is that you're struggling with overweight, or maybe anything in your body. Your problem deals with the mind. Your problem deals with the fact that I've got to know that this is not a big thing. It's not bigger than me, and I'm not bigger than it. I just am, and therefore I can accomplish anything. So my power, it relies in my belief, and my belief must change to realize there's no measurements for me, because I'm spirit having a human experience. And as a spirit having a human experience, nothing is impossible for me, and all I have to do is just believe. In the spirit, folks, there's no measurements whatsoever. Your belief is what gets you going. Your belief, you know what a belief is? A belief is a thought. A belief is a thought. It's a mentality that you've got to have to be able to realize that, how do I view the situation? Because if I view it bigger, smaller, faster, greater, less greater, whatever, then you know what? If I perceive it that way, in a measurmental type of mentality, we'll put it that way. If I do, that means I will always have to fight it. I'll always have to keep the mentality that I'm bigger than it, and in order for me to overcome it. But if I see life in the sense of understanding that my weapon is a belief, my weapon is believing. Belief is a thought. That my weapon is, all I have to do is just believe. And if I believe it, then it's not an issue for me. So life deals with the thought process, folks. Life deals in the brain. Life deals with the power of getting those thoughts in the mind of Christ to realize, you know what, it's time for me to lose weight today. and just do it. And when you begin to do it, you begin to realize that my belief will carry me through. My belief will see me through. The belief of the disciples in the boat, seeing Christ walking on the water as a ghost, their belief and their thought was, it's a ghost, let's get out of here. And guess what? That belief turned into fear. That fear caused them to freak out. And there's only one person who had the thought of belief to say, you know what? I see somebody walking on the water. Yeah, that's Jesus, folks. That is Jesus. And his belief even said that not only do I trust him, but he had no measurements to say, this water's too deep, this storm's too wide, you know, it's too hard, you know, I'm feeble, I'm not strong enough. You know, he knew that nothing in this world of measurements mattered to him. He knew it's Jesus, folks. Hey, I'm walking out there to him. Jesus said, come on out here, walk on the water with me. And he just started walking on the water until that belief, that thought began to wane, until that thought and the belief began to go down. And when it began to go down, guess what? He began to go down. If your thoughts of how you view yourself are not strong thoughts, you're going down. If your thoughts about yourself are that of you're always in warfare, you're going down, because you will never be able to maintain the strength you need to fight every single day in warfare. And you will create your own warfare, you will create your own battle, until you learn to realize the battle is the Lord's. I don't have to worry about any of this junk anymore. And you just have to learn to be, walk it out with a belief, and you know what? Everything's impossible for you to accomplish and achieve. So today, if that's you, you know how I became a vegetarian? Let me share something. As a vegetarian, I live my life healthy. I have the strength that I need. I don't have to ever worry about gaining weight. I've never have to worry about having high cholesterol or my blood pressure go up, which I don't have issues with those stuff anyway, never have. But I never have to worry about that. Or even heart disease. These things are caused by meat. So for me, since I'm really huge into animal rights, I don't want animals slaughtered the way they slaughter them in the slaughter homes, I chose to say, hey, you know what? This is my new belief. This is my new system. This is my new lifestyle. I began to walk in it, and I feel great. My body feels amazing. I have more clarity than I've ever had. I've got the energy to do whatever I need to do, and I balance out all my proteins and all my vitamins and minerals and everything. And folks, guess what? My body feels and looks and acts good. You know why? Because I decided my belief had to change. My belief had to say, I'm going to do it. It wasn't a big conquering thing for me. I can do this thing. I can overcome it. I don't have to worry about eating meat anymore. I can overcome this thing. I didn't have to go all that junk and all that religious garbage. All I had to do was just have a belief in Christ to say, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because you know what? I had the revelation. I want to become a vegetarian. And that revelation put me over the top. And I just did it. Walked it out. And when you think it's hard, it's going to be hard for you. Your belief and your thought will say, you're right, I come into agreement with you. This is going to be really hard for you to do. You know, it's like smoking. For those of you who smoke, oh man, it's really hard to quit. Well, you know what? Your belief and your thought will say, yeah, I agree with you. This thing is really hard for me to stop. And you know what? You will create your own paradigm. You'll create your own idol in your brain to say, it is, it's hard. If you want it hard, folks, prophesy to yourself it's going to be hard like you do, and say, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for you. Or prophesy to yourself and say, it's not even about being hard or easy. I'm not even going to prophesy it's going to be easy for me. I just say, if I see it, I'm going to believe it, and I'm going to do it and walk it out. Don't put your attention into all those measurements. Don't put your attention in, oh, it's going to be easy in Jesus' name. It's going to be easy in Jesus' name. And you know what you're doing? You're out of fear. You are walking in fear, trying to convince yourself that it's easy. And all you're doing is you're stirring yourself up, making yourself more frantic, and trying to convince yourself that you can do this thing by basically speaking your fear out by saying, in Jesus' name, I can do this. In Jesus' name, I can do this. Folks, that's not faith. Faith doesn't do that. Faith just said, you know what, God, I know all things are possible for me. Take a deep breath, enjoy it, relax, and walk it on out. And it will be easy for you. How you feel, listen to me now, how you feel, your feeling only backs up what your heart's really saying. That's just a known fact. You know, if I am furious with you, if I just don't like being around you, if I just don't like you as a person, don't get me wrong, I love people, period. But if I just don't, what do you think my feeling's going to do? My feeling is going to come forth in a meanful, hateful, angry, type of mentality. Your feelings are always just, whenever you feel something, your feelings just basically are saying what you truly believe. That's all it is, of how you believe in of a person or a situation. situation. Cast all that junk down, folks. And listen, we don't go by what we see or feel, but remember, your feeling will just back up what you're really saying inside. You all know that. If I'm happy, guess what? That means my feeling will be joyful. Have you ever seen somebody say, I am so elated, I'm so joyful, my insides are about to bust forth with happiness, and yet their feeling is anger? I mean, you can't even imagine that, because the two can't blend together. You just can't do that. You know, you can't say, I am so happy, I can't stand it. Because you can't get a feeling of fear and a sense of hatefulness and say you're joyful. Because your emotion basically is the prophetic word. It's prophesying what your heart's really saying. So folks, walk this thing out. It's God. It's not easy. It's not hard. Get your breakthrough today. Believe it. All things are possible. What? For those that believe. Believe it and walk it on out. Step on out in the zone and have a blast in the things of your freedom. In Jesus' name. Hey, thank you again for listening to our broadcast. I want to encourage you. Please check out. I put out about 2 or 3 teaching CDs a week. Go to our website. You can check out my personal website, which is nowisyourmoment.com. Nowisyourmoment.com. And you can find all my personal stuff there. Or you can go to identitynetwork.net, identitynetwork.net. And when you go there, folks, check out all the books and CDs we have. I have probably over 150 personal teachings of my own that I put out all the time. I put out 2 new ones usually a week. And I want to encourage you, please, right now, if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, then my teachings would really, really bless you. I go into in-depth revelatory things on different things, from the ego, the belief system, the thoughts, the how to get the victories, to how to open up your business, all this stuff. And I put them out monthly through our partners. So if you want to partner with me, for $10 a month, we will send you 1, 2, sometimes I send out 3 a month, MP3 teachings to our partners. And you get them the first week of every month, and you can just upload them. We send them to your email as an MP3. You just upload them. You can burn them on a CD. You can listen to them in your car, or you can keep on your computer. Upload them to your iPhone, you know, is what most people do to listen to my teachings. So definitely make sure that you become a partner with me. Go to identitynetwork.net. You'll see a black and white box on the side, on the column towards your right-hand side. Just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see Partner with Jeremy Lopez. Click on it, and then you can partner with me for just $10 a month, folks. And I'll tell you what I'll do. If you partner with us today, and you go on the website, partner with me and say, hey, you know what? We received your partnership, you know, subscription, and when you do, what I will do is not only would my staff send you this month's teaching that I just sent out, every month, by the way, folks, is going to be a brand new teaching. It's going to be fresh from the throne of grace, because basically I do that teaching within like a week or two before I send it out to my partners. That way you're getting something that's brand new, not something that's stale of old revelatory things. You're getting something brand new. And if you're able to partner with me for $10 a month today, go on the website. Here's what you do. Email us. If you email us at customerservice@identitynetwork.net. Once again, email me at customerservice@identitynetwork.net. When you do, all you have to do is just say, hey, I heard Deep Cough in the Deep, the broadcast Deep Cough in the Deep. Jeremy said, if I partner with you guys, you'll send me two other teachings, brand new teachings that he's done. And guess what? Do it to my email. What happens is at that moment, or you can just call us at the office if you want to and say, hey, I want to sign up now. That way I can get 2 more free teaching CDs. That way what happens is we'll send you 3 MP3 teachings, 3 of them. $30 value, folks, free, just for signing up for $10 a month. I'll send you 3 more. I'll send you a total of 3, and to your email, my staff will do it right then and there. And you'll get 3 brand new teachings from me that's a $30 value, free, just for being a $10 partner a month. Isn't that awesome? But you have to tell them. You have to tell us that you heard this from Deep Cough in the Deep broadcast, and that you then just say, he said I can get 2 more, you know, teachings free, and we'll give you the biggest and the best, I promise you. All right, if there's such a thing as biggest and the best, we'll do that. But call my office here. You can sign up through the website if you want to, but then you have to send us an email to let us know. Or you can just call my office right now at 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. 3333 and go ahead and partner with me today, all right? Hey, God bless you guys. I mean that. Thank you so much. We have so many thousands upon thousands of listeners who support our ministry. We so appreciate that. Don't forget, for your needs, go to identitynetwork.net. Let us be your resource connection. That's why we're here, folks. We are supported, and my staff is paid strictly, listen to me now, strictly by you. So the product you buy, it pays their paycheck, bottom line. Give us a call. Partner with me today. God bless each and every one of you. Can't wait to talk to you soon.